network congestion and card failures. Spending. During a bull run. For most people, a bull run is a time of celebration. But for users of non-custodial and on-chain crypto cards, it can be a time of frustration. During periods of extreme market activity, the very networks that power your card, like Ethereum, Solana, or Base, can become congested, leading to transaction delays or outright failures at the point of sale. Why network congestion matters for card users. In 2026, the industry has split into two: centralized off-chain cards and decentralized on-chain cards. While centralized cards like Coinbase are immune to gas spikes, on-chain cards like Gnosis Pay or Ether.fi Cash must battle for block space. If you are relying on an on-chain card for a critical purchase, like an airline ticket, during a market pump, you need to understand the technical risks, how network congestion causes card failures. Network congestion occurs when the number of pending transactions exceeds the blockchain's capacity, causing gas fees to spike and confirmation times to slow down. If your card's smart contract can't process your liquidation transaction within the merchant's 3 to 5 second timeout window, the payment will fail. The timeout conflict. Traditional payment terminals expect a yes-no response from the bank within seconds. If your crypto card is trying to sell ETH on a DEX to fund the swipe, and the network is congested, the DEX transaction might take 30 seconds to confirm. The merchant's terminal will simply say declined or timeout before the crypto transaction finishes. Modern POS, point of sale. Systems follow the ISO 8583 protocol, which mandates authorization request, must receive response within 3 to 5 seconds. Approval window, terminal waits maximum 8 seconds for final confirmation. Auto decline, any transaction exceeding 8 seconds is automatically rejected. For on-chain cards, this creates an engineering challenge. The liquidation, conversion, and settlement must all occur in under 5 seconds, including blockchain confirmation time. Gas price buffering. To prevent failures, modern on-chain card issuers use gas buffering. They overpay for gas using a priority fee to ensure their card transactions are processed first. However, during a true gas spike, e.g., a major NFT drop or a memecoin frenzy, the cost to skip the line might be 10, more than the coffee you are trying to buy. Historical congestion events, case studies. Understanding how past congestion events impacted crypto card functionality provides critical context for risk assessment. Mavericks 2024, Bored Ape Other Side Mint Network. Ethereum mainnet congestion duration, 4 hours, 14 ICE 18 APRAUS UTC, gas price, peak 450 GBUAI versus normal 20 GBUAI. Impact on cards, Gnosis Pay, Ethereum-based. 78% transaction failure rate during peak average. Successful transaction required 3 retry attempts. Users reported $8.12 in invisible gas fees, absorbed by issuer estimated issuer loss, $140,000 in subsidized gas fees across 45,000 transactions. Lesson: L1 native cards are extremely vulnerable during viral NFT events. November 18, 2024, Solana network outage. Network Solana congestion. Duration: complete halt for 6 hours, degraded for 18 hours. Root cause: validator consensus failure during memecoin trading frenzy. Impact on cards. Solflare card, 100% failure rate, network offline. Users stranded without backup payment method. No fallback to L2 or alternative network. Estimated affected users, 12,000 plus lesson. Single network dependency creates catastrophic single points of failure. December 10, 2024, Base network surge. Network Base Coinbase L2 congestion. Duration 2 hours, 22,000 UTC. Gas price peak 0.08 GWEI, 3.2 GWEI, 40x increase. Impact on cards. Cards using Base settlement, 15% slowdown, under 5% failure rate. Average transaction time, 1.2s, 4.5s within tolerance. Issuer cost increase, 0.1001 per transaction. Lesson: L2 networks handle congestion more gracefully, but are not immune. January 8, 2025, Arbitrum airdrop claim. Network Arbitrum congestion duration, 8 hours gas price. Peak, 0.1 GWAI, 2.5 GWAI in 25x increase. Impact on cards, 1-inch card, Arbitrum-based, 22% transaction delay, 8% failures. Average delay, 2 to 6 seconds, borderline timeout threshold. Merchant confusion led to duplicate charge attempts. Lesson: even efficient L2s experience bottlenecks during token distribution events. Market benchmarking and ROI math. How do different card architectures handle the squeeze? Card type, technology, network layer, failure risk, congestion. Extra cost, gas spike. AVG, confirmation time, Ikachin. Centralized ledger database, off-chain, 0.0, spread remains. Solana's very high risk is due to network halt probability, not fee spikes. The priority fee. Math. During a bull run, the network fee to process an on-chain liquidation might jump from 0.05 to 5 zillurars. Most issuers either eat the cost, losing money, or pass it to you by widening the spread. If your card has 0% fees but suddenly costs 5% more during a pump, you are paying the congestion tax. Real example, the true cost of gas spikes scenario. You buy a $50 coffee during an NFT mint frenzy. Centralized card, Coinbase. Conversion spread, 1.5% total cost, 50-75 transaction time, 0.8 seconds. Failure rate, 0% L2 card, Gnosis Pay on base. Conversion spread, 0.8% gas cost, normal, 0.01 gas cost, congested, 0.08 total cost, 50-40, normal, 50-48, congested, transaction time, 2.5 seconds failure rate, 8% L1 card, hypothetical Ethereum direct, conversion spread, 0.5% gas cost, normal, 0.50 gas cost, congested, 12.0 total cost, 50-75, normal, 62.25, congested, transaction time, 8-15 seconds failure rate, 65% verdict. L2 cards offer the best balance of cost and reliability. L1 cards are financially unviable during congestion. Network-by-network failure rate analysis. Based on 2025 data from 280,000-plus crypto card transactions during high congestion periods, network, sure normal TPS, congestion TPS, card failure rate, normal, card failure rate, congestion. Recovery time, Chimasumarin China Shul. Base, 480, 150-300, 1.2%, 6.8%, Kiminj 45 minutes, Arbitrum 36N, 100 Dusen, 1.5%, 9.2%, 30-90 minutes, Optimism 35 ITC 150, 1.4%, 7.5%, 20-60 minutes, Polygon 50-100, 200-500, 2.1%, 14.3%, 45-120 minutes, Gnosis Chain 70-120, 200-400, 1.8%, 11.07%, 30-75 minutes, Ethereum 15-25, 30-50, 35%, 58-4%, 2-6 hours, Solana 2,000, 4,000, TCL halts 0.8%, 100% outage. 4-18 hours, key takeaways. Base demonstrates the best congestion resistance among L2s. Solana has the fastest normal operation but catastrophic failure mode. Ethereum mainnet is unusable for card payments during congestion. L2 networks increase failure rates 4-7x during congestion but remain functional. Real-time monitoring tools. How to check before swiping. Savvy users can avoid failed transactions by monitoring network conditions before making purchases.